In 1952, a famous swimmer, Florence Chadwick, attempted to swim to the California coast from an island off the coast. The island was 50 kilometers away. Long distance swimming was not new to her. She was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. But the water was cold that day, and there was a fog. It was so thick that she could hardly see the safety boats nearby. She swam for more than 15 hours before she asked to be taken out of the water. Later, she came to know that she was only 1 kilometer away from the shore. She had already swum 49 kilometers. She said, "I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it." It wasn't the cold or exhaustion that caused her to give up. It was the fog. She could not see the shore. She lost hope of reaching land. 2 months later, she tried again. The same channel, the same distance, but this time without the fog. And she made it. In fact, she set a new speed record. People often give up when they cannot see a solution to their problem, a light at the end of the tunnel, or an end to their pain. They lose hope of an end to the problem. Hope is a strange concept. Hope is based in a belief in something that has not yet happened. But for Christians, there are two kinds of hope. Hope to do with the things of this world, and hope for eternity. In a worldly sense, hope is a tool to keep us going when we lose our health, our job, or maybe someone we love. Hope keeps us from giving up when our dreams or plans don't work out. Hope is a word that can spark life inside your heart and tell you tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year, you will reach your goals. It is an anchor word that points to a time in the future. But hope in worldly terms is sometimes based on a false certainty. There is no guarantee. It is, in fact, sometimes little more than wishing. And hope disappointed can be devastating and discourage us ever trying again. But when we as Christians talk about a hope in Christ, we are talking about an eternal hope, an eternal certainty, the certainty of the promises of God from the beginning of time for all time. However, just as Florence Chadwick could not see through the fog in 1952 and gave up, so too can Christians sometimes lose sight of their hope in Christ. We Christians can go through times of doubt or uncertainty in our lives, times when we may lose our way for a while. This mostly happens when we lose sight of our true goal, eternity, and focus too much on what is happening now in our life in this world. But putting our focus back on Christ and the hope of eternity that we have in Him can put us back on track. God has given us three gifts that can rekindle our hope, no matter what our circumstances. The first gift is the gift of prophecy. Promises from the past. The Messiah foretold in our reading from Isaiah and others like it. God promised a Savior, and Jesus came. But many generations were born and died before the Messiah came. And that coming was only part one of the prophecy. The second part of the prophecy, his coming again in glory and judgment, is yet to be fulfilled. There are three problems with prophecy that we need to overcome. The first is timing. It is very important to our faith that we remember God's timing is not the same as ours. Something I have always said I want to have a word with God about one day. The history of God's people shows us that the realization of God's promises may be delayed for reasons we do not understand, but they will always be fulfilled in the end. The second problem is a fog in our vision. Sometimes to understand what God is doing for us or through us, to see his presence in our lives, it is necessary to look back, to look at our own past. Think of the famous poem, Footsteps, where someone looking back at their steps through life sees God walking beside them sometimes and sees only one set of footprints other times, at the difficult times, and is upset with God leaving them at those times until it is explained that those were the times that the single set of footsteps were his when he carried them. Fog in our vision can stop us sometimes seeing the good that God has given us. The third problem is which plans we're looking at. Whose plans are we looking at? Which goals are we aiming for? Remember, our goal is eternity. Sometimes it's a question of realigning our goals with God's goals. The second gift of God is Jesus. At Christmas, we remember and celebrate his birth. As we move through the Christian year, we will study his life. And at Easter, we will remember his death and resurrection, which brought for us salvation. For a human to understand God is like expecting a 2-year-old to understand nuclear physics. So God has come to our level. And through Jesus, we have a better understanding of God. In Jesus, we see God more clearly. And in the story of Jesus, we see that the first part of the prophecy, the coming of the Messiah, has happened, thus strengthening our hope of the second, as yet unfulfilled part, the second coming of Jesus at the end of history. In our communion service, there is a point where we say, and he will come again. The certainty we have that Jesus will come again to usher in the eternal peace and justice talked about in Isaiah. The third gift God gives us is the Holy Spirit. The history of God in relationship with creation and humanity. Verse 2 of Isaiah talks about the Spirit and the Messiah long before Jesus was born. Even further back than that, in Genesis, the Spirit is present at creation. Luke 1:15 talks about John the Baptist being filled with the Holy Spirit even before he was born. Luke 1:35 talks about the Holy Spirit coming to Mary. Luke 3:22 tells of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus at his baptism by John. But the Holy Spirit is not just a gift of the past, nor is it just for certain people. The Holy Spirit is available to all Christians. And we are called to receive the Holy Spirit, so that like John the Baptist, we can have the vision and the courage to point others towards Jesus. So God's promises are a reason for hope rooted in certainty, not wishful thinking. However, with us humans, things are not always straightforward. In Acts 1:8, Jesus tells the apostles, after receiving the Holy Spirit, they are to go out and be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. But later on in Acts, we see that they have stuck to Jerusalem. It is not until the persecution begins that they finally spread out to other places, finally fully doing what they were told to do. Sometimes, as with Florence Chadwick, we lose sight of our true goals and falter. At those times, we need to draw closer to God through these three gifts we've talked about. Promises kept, both from the perspective of history and times in our own lives when God has carried our burdens. Jesus, who shows us the nature of God's love and teaches us how to live. And the Holy Spirit, who directs and empowers us. Last week, when talking about the joy of Christmas, Alistair said, although it may not be one day in our lifetime, the hope is we will always be moving nearer and nearer to that second coming. That is the hope we focus on at Christmas, not presents and not necessarily even a comfortable life. After all, even the apostles needed a little discomfort to get them going. The hope we have is not a temporary one. It is not for a temporary goal, but an eternal one. As it says at the end of our gospel, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. A hope in the certainty of God's promises, a hope in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.